Welcome to the MacArthur Boulevard Baptist Church Tensions Podcast with Pastor Ricky Primrose, designed to help you navigate current issues as kingdom citizens. In each episode, Pastor Ricky will tackle a current topic or an event that creates tension within Christians who live in a world that is not our home. Written articles for each episode are available on our website at MacArthurBoulevard.org/tensions.
This is part two of a conversation that we started last time as we are looking at the topic of COVID-19 and specifically how do we as Christians navigate the contention and the various challenges of a global pandemic. And I'm giving you two principles to help you consider how to navigate this season of life with wisdom, helping you to discern the right response for the right time. Remember, wisdom is knowing what time it is. We looked at the first principle in part one, which focused on the issue of face mask. Now, here in part two, we will look at the second principle, which is going to focus on the issue of gathering and regathering in person with your church family following a pandemic. So here is the second principle. Let me just give it to you up front, and then we'll talk a little bit about it here. The principle is stated this way. Demonstrate prudent caution for physical health, but also give careful attention to spiritual health. All right? Demonstrate prudent caution for physical health, but also give careful attention to spiritual health. All right? So let's consider the issue of resuming in-person gathering with your church family. Now again, there is no biblical proof text that we can point to that provides explicit instruction on when every Christian should physically resume in-person gatherings within a pandemic. So, we must consider what the Bible does say and seek to apply the scriptures to each of our own unique situations. All right, so what are some factors that we need to weigh as every Christian seeks to discern when and how to resume in-person gatherings? What are the factors we need to weigh in making that decision? Well, one of those factors will certainly be one's physical health situation, as well as the health situation of those with whom they must come into regular contact, an elderly parent or a grandparent, something like that. A younger, healthy person will be able to resume in-person gatherings quicker than a person who is in the high-risk category or who is caring for someone in the high-risk category, all right? A high-risk individual who is taking a more cautious approach to regathering with their church should not be accused of walking in fear, okay? The scriptures warn against the sin of presumption that might cause us to act foolishly just because we're, you know, not afraid of dying. And for an example of that, look at Satan's temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. There is a legitimate difference between fear and prudence. Okay, so I put on my seatbelt in the car, not because I'm afraid to die, but because doing so is prudent. So genuine health concerns must be a factor we weigh when discerning the right time and the right way to resume in-person gathering within our church. Now, two other factors include the local government regulations where one lives, as well as the perception of one's community toward large group gatherings and how that perception will affect our Christian witness. Now, these are factors we as pastors weighed pretty heavily early on in the pandemic when we decided to suspend temporarily all of our in-person gatherings for just a matter of weeks. The scriptures give clear instructions that we are to submit ourselves to the governing officials who have been placed over us by God's sovereign hand. See Romans chapter 13. We should seek to, as much as we can, as best as we can, honor state guidelines insofar as those guidelines do not require us to sin against God. All right? Temporarily, and that is the key word, okay? Temporarily avoiding in-person gathering is not in itself a sinful action. Now, I am thankful that the state where we do ministry here in Texas has been very careful to make places of worship exempt from various mandated restrictions on public gatherings, recognizing the importance of not infringing on the free exercise of religion. churches in other states have been required to find creative ways to attempt to comply as best as they can to state mandates without neglecting long-term gathering of the saints. I just want to make the point that submitting to governing authorities certainly does not prevent Christians from advocating for the free exercise of religion. We should also keep in mind that the world is watching to see how Christ's people respond to this health crisis, okay? We hope the world sees in us an unshakable faith and courage in the face of any crisis. We also hope that the world sees in us a people who demonstrate a genuine concern for their community. We do not want to unnecessarily, and again, that is a key word, unnecessarily give the impression that we don't care about the health and safety of our neighbors and community. If there are measures we can take that allow us to continue to prioritize gathering together in a manner that demonstrates to our community that we care about them and that we wish to honor our governing officials, we would be wise to take those measures. We should always remember that because we represent Jesus here, public perception must be a factor in how we live and how we make decisions, the choices that we make. Now another factor is our spiritual health. This is really the factor that creates some tension with the factors that I've already mentioned, because God calls us to prioritize gathering together as Christians, and he does so because he knows that we spiritually need Christian gathering. There is a substantial spiritual danger to isolation. Isolation affects our affections for God and for one another. It diminishes the accountability that we need from our church family. It keeps us from receiving the relational connection and encouragement that fights against spiritual depression and spiritual drift. It makes us more susceptible to being led astray by false teachers. It keeps us from benefiting from the gifts of the Spirit manifested through our spiritual siblings. And it's not just our own spiritual health that we have to consider. We also must consider the spiritual health of our brothers and sisters who need us in their lives, encouraging them, bearing their burdens, benefiting from our spiritual gifts, holding them accountable. The spiritual impact of distance must be a factor we weigh as we consider re-engagement. We should also remember that while virtual engagement is a blessing, it is not a substitute for in-person gathering. It is a great temporary provision that has allowed us to maintain some degree of connection, but it cannot be a long-term plan. God made us physical creatures who need physical in-person connection. Each of these factors, okay, one's physical situation, government guidelines, our Christian witness before the community, and our spiritual health, all of them must be weighed when discerning when one should resume in-person gatherings with their church family. Now, one question we should ask ourselves is, am I giving any of these factors that we've mentioned, am I giving any of them too much weight in my decision-making? Okay, so for example, there will always be, I assume, some risk to resuming in-person gathering following a pandemic whenever you do it, whether you've already done it or you do it a year from now or a year and a half from now, whatever. Viruses can mutate. Vaccines are not 100% perfectly effective. If the physical health concern is the only factor you weigh in your decision-making, you may never resume in-person gathering, and you do that to your own spiritual detriment. Now, on the flip side, if we give how the community might perceive our actions of regathering too much weight, then we might find ourselves allowing the world rather than Christ to determine when we come back to church, which would not be right either. The goal is to consider all of these factors, giving each one of them the proper weight in our decision-making. And finding that proper weight means that we have to think about this in a way that's shaped by the Word of God. Now, another question to ask is, are my stated reasons for not resuming in-person gathering with my church, are they consistent with how I am engaging in other aspects of my life? So if I am traveling, I'm eating out, I'm doing other activities in large group settings, and the Sunday gathering is the only one I avoid, or my community group is the only gathering I avoid, that may give an indication that a concern for health is not truly what's keeping me from gathering with my church. Introspection would be in order in that case. Now listen, I cannot give a blanket answer to when a Christian or all Christians should resume in-person gatherings with their church. What I hope to do is to help you identify factors that we all must weigh when making those decisions. I also want to encourage you not to minimize the factor of your spiritual health. Isolation will, over time, negatively affect your walk with Christ. This is a factor that must be seriously weighed alongside your physical health as you consider when the right time to regather is. There is a time for caution, for the sake of physical safety. At some point, the time will come to prioritize your spiritual health, even if it means at least some degree of risk to your physical health. Wisdom, remember, is knowing what time it is. Now listen, I am not so naive to think that these few thoughts that I've given you in Parts 1 and 2 of these Tensions podcast are going to solve all of the challenges or answer all of the questions related to this pandemic. I do pray that these podcasts have proven to be a helpful and to give you a distinctively Christian way of navigating our current health crisis. The Christian response to this crisis should be different than the rest of the world. The world will respond to the various issues surfaced in these podcasts by speaking louder rather than listening better, assigning blame, lobbying unfair accusations, drawing firm lines on various issues based entirely upon political affiliation, and shaming those with whom they disagree. The same cannot be said of the people of Christ. We, as Christians, as kingdom citizens, must show honor even to those with whom we disagree. We must be slow to speak and quick to listen. We must fight to maintain unity within the body. We must walk with courageous faith, and we must daily exercise wisdom. We must discern what is appropriate in each moment, prioritizing kingdom over earthly concerns and putting others ahead of ourselves. We must remember that this world is not our home. But while we live here, we represent Christ here. And the significance of that responsibility cannot be overstated. Solomon said that for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Wisdom is knowing what time it is. Walk wisely, my brothers and sisters. Thank you for listening to the Tensions Podcast. For a written copy of this episode or for more information on MacArthur Boulevard Baptist Church, please visit our website at MacArthurBoulevard.org.